Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about episode 4 of The Mandalorian. We're going to start, person that's going to let you know that you made a mistake tonight. You might get the knife or the red dot sight.
What the f- God!
I swear, the intro
I've been looking forward to Mike's introductions, man. Barry's just coming out with some crazy shit.
Oh, man.
He's the man that keeps it 100, matter of fact, 150 above it, James. Who you know keeping it 250, James? Huh? Who do you know? Tell me.
Oh, God.
Tell me, yo.
Absolutely no one, Barry.
So at the Beast Game dinner, Big Mike wanted to have a talk with everybody. And he said there was too much business on the street and people trying to be some bodies. We need to get out of here and increase the homies. Homies! So I turn and look at James. You said you was a shooter, ain't you, yo? Better get the stacking tonight, son.
What the hell? Oh, God.
Increase the homies.
Oh, shit.
So Big Mike.
Oh, man. I'm not disappointed with this episode, but I feel like after the third one, this one was kind of a little bit of a letdown. I wasn't as hyped about this one afterwards as I was all the rest of them. It was still a good episode, but just after the sheer greatness of the third one, I was just kind of like, yeah, I guess I was kind of expecting either a step up from the third one or on the same level. So like I said, it was still a good episode. I think they're still going in a good direction. Still a lot of implications to see what's going to happen in the future. Disappointment is not the word, but I was kind of like, ah. I wasn't as hyped on this one as I was with the other ones.
All right, Keith.
This felt like a filler episode. Kind of took it as such. It was enough that I could get used to them going in that continuous direction. The lone gunman with his charge, two of them against the universe. I agree with Mike. It was not as earth-shattering as the last three series. I did like the action, the appearance of the Imperial equipment there, and the ominous nature of it kind of made it a little more
menacing.
A little more menacing. I just saw Return of the Jedi, so seeing a bunch of Ewoks take those things down, lose perspective with it a little bit and saying, that's not a big a deal, but you know, like actually, it is kind of a big deal. I liked it. It was not as the last three, but it was a solid episode all the same.
All right, James.
I'm going to just piggyback off of what everyone else said. I do believe this was a filler episode, but the episode was still good, in my opinion. It shows that they are trying to tell a story, and they're just doing it in different ways. Like, the episode's different from the previous three episodes, which isn't a problem. It wasn't bad. It was good. I enjoyed it. Same story, but just different way of telling the story, and I don't feel that's a problem. But because of the previous three episodes, I kind of set the bar pretty high. Like Mike was saying, this is not a bad episode by any means. It's just different. And for some reason, when I was watching it, I was like, I've seen this before. And I figured it out. It's a goddamn Three Amigos. Think about it. Town that's being overrun by outlaws, right? They get somebody to get them to help them, right? Mm-hmm. And then teach them how to fight, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's more Magnificent Seven than...
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. I just thought Three Amigos for some reason. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm. No, but it fits in with the whole spaghetti Western plot, if anything.
Keeping with the theme of the show, they're trying to take it the Western route. And for me, I thought this was just a Star Trek episode. I've seen this episode in Star Trek several times. It was also Star Trek Insurrection. But
No, he's right. Insurrection. This is the one where they went with the people who could stop the flow of time or stop the moment or whatever the heck he was talking about.
I didn't like it as much, obviously, as the first three. That those were totally different from each other. This one is a tonal shift differently from the last episode where you got a lot of action. I think for this to be 8 episodes, this one just feels a little out of place, given the first three episodes. That's really all I can say. It's not terrible, but again, it's just a Star Trek episode.
They set the tone very high.
But they're answering a question that we've got, and that is, if this kid's such a problem, why not go off the grid where no one can find you? Kind of going around and doing it this way gave us a bit of entertainment, I mean, for the most part, but it was there to answer that small question that will pop up of kind of clearing up a potential plot hole. What would happen if you just took off? Why are they running? Why don't they just go somewhere off the grid?
And also, I didn't like the fact that Gina Carano nearly beat up the Mandalorian.
When you're introducing a new hero character, I mean, you got to have some kind of...
They can't just have him just overpower her, because then it would show that she's not a threat, that she's not really an asset either. So, I mean, it was kind of evenly matched, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, Barry. Also, they're not going to make Gina Carano like a bitch either.
Big Mike, you have any other comments?
No, not really. Y'all said it all. I know Jay said it reminded him of Three Amigos. When I talked to Beep the other day, he actually compared the whole series to Japanese movie Lone Wolf and Cub.
Oh, yeah, of course. With him, with the baby Yoda in a, I ain't gonna say a carriage, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a good comparison.
That's actually a great comparison.
All right. Well, Let's go to scores. Big Mike?
I'll give it an 8.5. The other ones, they just set the bar really high. And so, like I said, it's not a bad episode, but after watching that third one, it was kind of like, really?
So, Keith, what score would you give it?
I'm going to give it an 8.5 as well. It's a solid episode, not as good as the last one, but the Mandalorian's mediocre episode is still the industry top. So,
basically.
There you go. I'll give it an 8.5, solid 8.5. I like Gina Carano's character, and I kind of like the idea that the Mandalorian is still humanized. He's not Mary Sue'd. The current age of Star Wars, I think we all can understand and how quickly that can just destroy the series if they just made him just as invincible, perfect. Unbeatable, perfect
right,
super exactly. soldier in perfect armor, whatever. You know, definitely him getting tossed around and just on his, you know, doing his best, but still struggling to achieve a victory and stuff.
A bit of vulnerability, which is a good thing. You got to have balance.
And it didn't go the lame route with, or the Hollywood route with the girl or whatever. They stayed true to the character. Still didn't see his face even after he took his helmet off. And I thought that was a nice little touch with him, like watching the Baby Yoda playing, popped his helmet off and just ate by himself and, you know, in silence. And that was just like a nice little shot, I thought.
All right, James.
I'm also going to get us 8.5. I agree with everything Mike and Keith have said. Good episode, but just it's hard to follow up from that third episode. So I give it an 8.5. To piggyback on what Keith said, that they didn't humanize him. They didn't make him vulnerable, which to me is great. You want a character to be somewhat relatable. You can understand. And like, you can't relate to a person that has no flaws or a person that's already like severely OP, severely overpowered. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. That goes back to the current Star Wars movie with Rey. She just knows the Force and she's automatically a badass, just automatically. And you can't relate to that. This also goes back to why I hate Superman. So I agree with Keith 100%. I agree with Mike 100%. And I give it an 8.5.
I'm going to go a lot lower. So I'm going to go 6.5.
Holy shit.
What?
Those first three episodes are great. And this one, again, for me, in Star Trek, that's kind of what I felt about it. Again, it's not terrible. I would say it's, again, a lot different than the other episodes. And, I mean, again, it is the Western that the stranger comes into town and the people need to rally around the stranger. It's not bad. I just didn't like it that much. That is the Beast Game Podcast.